Hey, it's Tony Bruschi from Real Ghost Stories Online. We're at it again, giving away another $500 Amazon gift card. If you want in on this round, all you got to do, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, then shoot me a screenshot of it to contest@realghoststoriesonline.com. Very simple. Leave the review, Apple Podcasts, screenshot, send it to contest@realghoststoriesonline.com. That's it. You're entered. Very soon, another person is going to win a $500 Amazon gift card as a thank you for that review. Go ahead. Leave it now. Takes like 4 seconds. We greatly appreciate it. And good luck.
This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
Here's my little stories. Now, both of them evolve around Mammoth, California. I don't know where that is, but I don't know if you know where that is, but it's in California. Mountains, very popular ski resort. Anyways, I have two of them. Once when I was young, I want to say I was about 11, there were these cabins up in Mammoth that we used to stay at as kids. Went with my parents, my two brothers, and on the way there, my dad told us that, hey, there's a loft on the second story of the cabin. So whoever gets up, there's a little TV and there's a bed so you can, you know, hang out by yourself. So, you know, being a little brat as I was when I was a kid, right as we parked there, instead of helping everybody grab all the and all the gear and get into the cabin, the 2.5 story with a little loft. I run straight up the stairs with my Nintendo 64 and all my crap. And the front door leads straight to the stairs. So the only way to get in is through the front door, but the stairs lead. There's no other entrances to the condo. So I run straight up the stairs with my bag, my Nintendo 64, and I'm going so fast that I'm watching my feet as I run up the stairs. And right when I get to the top of the stairs, I look up so I don't run face first into the railing, and I see this woman. She's got to be in her, look like she's in her 30s, but looks straight out of the 70s. And I noticed that right away. I was 11-year-old kid. She had like a brown turtleneck on, long brown hair, and she just stood there and looked at me. You know, I noticed her for about a good 5 seconds until I said anything, because I wasn't scared. I just was caught off guard and didn't know anyone else was going to be there, because it wasn't a shared thing, a shared cabin. So as I looked at her, she just stared and smiled at me. Didn't look grim or anything. Just looked, you know, like she was going to say something or welcome me in. And so I just said, hello. I didn't know anyone else was here. Oh, okay. So I ran right back down the stairs. And like I said, the stairs lead right to the front door. There's no other entrances or exits. And she was at the top of the stairs on the second floor. So they got back down. My back is, I'm standing in the threshold of the door. So the only way she could have left is walked past me. So I talked to my parents and I say, hey, there's a woman here. Is she supposed to be showing us around? And, you know, they tell me, no, it shouldn't be. It's, you know, this is the cabin and there shouldn't be anyone else here. I mean, there's a couple of cabins around the area, but, it's one of those timeshares and, you know, it could have been, she could have been the, you know, the owner or whatnot. So, okay, nobody else here. It should just be us. Okay. So they all went up with me and we didn't see anyone. And the only way she could have gotten out of that cabin is, like I said, walked past all five of us or jumped off the balcony, which had no ladder, no stairs, nothing. It was a pretty big drop down a hill in the woods. So that freaked me out. And, the whole time I was there, I was just, you know, scared shitless the whole time. But, anyways, the second story I have that has to do with, Mammoth as well. There's some lakes a little past it called the Virginia Lakes, and this is another time. This is when I was about 19 or 20. I'm with my dad and a bunch of my cousins. It was a family fishing trip, or a father-son fishing trip, so my cousins and some cousins' friends and all that. So there's this lake called Moat Lake that's on the top, the very top of this hill. It's a natural lake. It's pretty awesome. Not too much fishing, but we just like to fish and go up there, and it's really, you know, nice and serene and secluded. So it's about a three-mile hike from the base. So it's all forested at the, you know, at the base, and you have to cross this mountain and then hike up a mountain about 3 miles. So as we're all walking together, my dad and I are up front. My brother and the rest of them are behind us, you know, a couple paces behind us. We're all walking in a big group. There's really nobody there. You can see people, but it's a daytime. You didn't really see too many people. So, once you cross the, tree line, there's no trees for about 150 yards. So about a football field and a half. There's no trees. It's just the side of the mountain to your right. And a drop off to your left that's pretty steep with jagged rocks and leads down to a lower lake. So as we're heading through, we're about, I want to say, 50, 60 yards through this clearing. Like I say, there's no trees. The tree line's behind us. So we get to the next tree line. We're about halfway there almost. And as we're about halfway there, we see this older woman in her 70s or 80s, possibly. She's like kind of power walking, you know, those older people that are really into. She kind of put those people to shame, the ones that go to the mall on the weekends. In the morning, she was fast. She was coming towards us, you know. She's wearing a pink like workout outfit and, you know, no backpack or anything. There's no water on her, but she's kind of almost sprinting, like she's power walking so fast. And for her age, we're kind of amazed. My dad and myself, everybody else is behind us just talking, and you know, my dad and I are walking towards her. We're all hiking with our gear and our fishing poles, and you know, she walks up to us or pikes by us or whatever, power walk, and my dad and I both say, "Hello, good morning, how are you doing?" And she looks at us and smiles and says, "Good luck, guys." And as she passes us, she just speeds by. I turn to my left and say, good luck to you too. And my cousin behind me says, "What'd you say?" I said, "Oh, we're talking to the old woman." And he goes, "What old woman? There's a bunch of us, right? There's no way she could have just walked past all of us." But I know my dad saw her, and I know I saw her too, obviously, because, you know. So my dad and I look at each other and go, "Where's the old woman?" We look, and she's gone. The only way there's no way she could have, you know, sprinted 50, 70 yards in a matter of seconds past us to the tree line. There's no way. It's clear. You can see it's like a football field. If you're on a football field with somebody else, you can see them. There's no way they can hide, you know. So that freaked us out. And good luck, you know, that we really took that those words, you know, we took those words into consideration. It was a really steep trip up the mountain, and there's a lot of snow and pretty dangerous. We got out, thank God everybody was safe, and we had a good time. Anyways, that was both of those stories I like to tell to my family and my cousins, and a lot of them like get freaked out, and one of them doesn't want to stay at the cabin anymore. He's the cabin we go to all the time. I've never seen this ghost ever since then, but the woman, the one in the cabin. But anyways, my dad, you know, he likes to talk about the hiking older woman, but he never ever once talked about the cabin ghost until just recently. I want to say about a year ago, I was telling a friend, and my dad was walking by at a party, and he says, "You know what? You know that woman at the cabin? I saw her." And this is about 10 years after, 10, you know, and I go, "What do you mean you saw her? Why didn't you tell me when I was a kid? I was freaking out." He goes, "Well, I didn't know, I didn't realize it until a little after when we were at the cabin, the second day, I believe," he said, "he was downstairs by the front door. He was unpacking some stuff. My mom was upstairs cooking, and he thought he heard her call his name, and his name's Larry. She thought he heard her say, 'Larry, Larry, come,' you know," he goes, "'What, what?'" You know, they like to yell at each other a lot. You know, they've been married for a long time. And my dad just unpacking, and he didn't want to bother with it because he likes to call him for, you know, dumb reason sometimes. And he thinks he sees her in the corner of his eye coming, you know, in the threshold of the door in the room that he's in. So he looks over and he sees no one, but he knows he saw a woman walk up that he thought could have been my mom. But at the same time, he said, "You know what? I thought she's a little thinner than your mom, at first, you know?" So I just got to show you that, I wasn't crazy, and he validated my first story. But it was just kind of, I was pissed off at him. He didn't tell me at first after all those years. Yeah, two different ghost stories in a Mammoth / Virginia Lakes area. I don't know what they mean, but you know, these are the only two I've ever seen. I have a lot of family that have haunted houses and whatnot, but none of those things ever happened to me. There's a lot of hair pulling and shit like that. There's a ghost in my cousin's house. He used to pull hair if you were bad, if you slept on the couch in the living room by yourself. But I was battled. I was a brat when I was a kid, but I had to sleep there too, but I never got my hair pulled. But anyways, I'm rambling on like the rest of the people that call. I hope I got to the facts and didn't ramble on. And if you guys use the story, cool. If not, I'll still listen. I'll keep up the good work, guys. And like I said, I'm a new listener. I just started listening about 3 days ago. I stumbled on your channel on YouTube, but it's pretty awesome. I'll keep up the good work, guys.
If you want more real ghost stories and access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories, become an extra podcast person, an EPP. Sign up now at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories.